administration, and I very much hope that we can take the city forward and play a role in development of the city, you know, given we'll have to speak to others and, you know, make arrangements to try and do that.
I mean, what is next at the city council, you know, administration wise?
Sorry?
What's next at the city council administration wise?
I think that we have to work with others and talk with others and see what we can do. I think that we've got the good of the city in our heart, and we have to meet with anybody else that's got that view and try and do the best we can for the city.
And what's that been the highlight of the day for you today? I mean, it doesn't seem to be many upsets.
Wow, well, I mean, there's been a lot of highlights. I think seeing a Labour candidate, a very strong local Labour candidate elected in Lower Deeside, must have surprised many, but didn't surprise us. We know that he's done so much work in the community over the years. And also taking a wider perspective, to see colleagues in Aberdeenshire elected and seeing a Labour group there is, again, an expression of Labour's confidence in the future and how we're trying to work with people and communities to improve the area.
Why do you think Labour have been so successful in the city? Do you think it has a lot to do with the City Garden project?
I think the City Garden project is there because it exemplified problems in the city, problems about listening to communities, problems about communicating with the city, and I think that it's one small part, but it certainly is a part of that sort of breakdown in relationships we've seen, and certainly my commitment is to improving those relationships and working with everybody to make this city even better and make it a great place for people to live and work in.
Okay, anything else you'd like to add?
No, that's super.
Thanks, Brenny.